So as we bring forth the highest attunement, as we bring forth the advanced status, they're asking us to go abroad. In other words, to go beyond our normal confinement, our normal conditioning, our normal pre-selected allowance. So what we're doing is allowing ourselves to arrive. We're allowing ourselves to receive our full orchestration. So our full orchestration is beyond what we consciously attend to. It's beyond what we consciously perceive. And so as we allow the gift of grace, now when I'm saying the gift of grace, I am energetically transforming and seeing all these different visuals. And this is the point, to visualize ourselves in the new reality, in the new perspective, in the new, like defining authority, because we're the ones that say yes. We're the ones that allow full orchestration, full revelation. Excuse me. And what is coming to my awareness very, very quickly is when they say, like, we're already ascended masters, we're already there, it's really, really true. So in other words, this linear life that we've been it's just like a sliver of our true essence, of our true nature. So what we're doing is permitting ourselves to slide, permitting ourselves to advance, permitting ourselves to absorb that full circuitry. So as you will allow your divine inheritance. Inheritance is, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to prove yourself worthy. It's just there, it's given. So what we're learning to do is to redefine reality, specifically redefine our own consideration. Who are we? So allow yourselves to feel, I'm gonna use the word magical. And so magical is, we're adhering to new value. And so we operate beyond our conditioned responses, beyond our conditioned programming. And we allow ourselves to blossom. We allow ourselves to fully erect. So when I say fully erect, it's like almost like one of Helen's amazing pictures where I just see you becoming like Shakti, like becoming that goddess energy. And when I say you, it's like each of you. I don't receive us as separate. I see us as all encompassing. In other words, we're actually all of it. Think of all the beautiful goddesses, all the beautiful deities that we come to love and treasure. It's actually all us. This is the reason why we keep falling in love. This is the reason why we keep, like, you just can't have enough of it, because we're recognizing our true statement. So they're saying like statement of authority. In other words, who we truly are. So as we allow ourselves full permission is allowing ourselves to go beyond constraint, to go beyond, falsified venture. So in other words, the falsified information is really who we've been told we are. And so what we do is we separate ourselves from our true nature. When I say that, the energies of our true nature, it's like coming and coming and coming. So we want to allow ourselves full exchange. We want to allow ourselves full permission. You want to drop to the best of your ability, but that even puts a constraint on it. Just imagine you're suddenly more than the world you attend to. This is what you're permitting. Some of us have this tendency to try to figure out, okay, so if I have new energies, how does that relate to my everyday life? Like, how do I make this happen? How do I make that happen? And we don't give ourselves enough room for surprise. We don't give ourselves enough room to kind of hang out and adjust to the new availability and orchestration, because a lot of what we're trying to manifest is really an extension of our limited self. So it's not like we're necessarily trying to manifest what's been given. In other words, what we've reached for. And it's almost like, why hasn't my higher self blessed this yet? What's the problem? What's the holdup? As we allow ourselves full engagement, as we allow ourselves full liftoff and understanding, the energies transmute our desires. So now what our desire has shifted. Imagine like really, really wanting the guy, and then it's like, wait a minute, I've outgrown that energy. I don't want him anymore. So this is where you're permitting yourself full advancement. Full advancement without any conditioned, without any, well, is this going to help me meet my agenda? Is this going to help me land the job? Is this going to help me heal whatever? So it's not that you're not being supported, but you're being asked to orchestrate with delight. In other words, tune in to your highest broadcast, your higher station, because we're then going to receive, perceive our reality, what we experience while we're still in form, in a vastly different way and perspective. In other words, our desire list is going to shift, or we're going to easily see how we've been the ones keeping ourselves from it all along. So as we allow our best gesture, so this is reveal to me who I truly am. Reveal to me my true worth. Reveal to me what this incarnation is really about. It's almost like being at the grocery store, collecting groceries, and the suddenly being handed a gift card to this like fancy restaurant. Well, wait a minute, I don't need my groceries anymore. I'm going out to fine dining. So we're allowing that energy exchange. We're allowing our true nature to surface, our true nature to equate us with our brilliance. There are several that are receiving constant communication from abroad. So these would be light beings. But how do I say this? It's like you haven't convinced yourself of your worthy presence. And this is the whole point. How could you not be worthy? How could you possibly not be worthy? If there is no separation, if we're all the divine, of course you're worthy. Of course you're worthy. So this is where they're asking us to step up into true recognition. True recognition that we are here to declare divine truth for all to see, for all to witness. Well, no one's going to be able to witness it if we haven't witnessed it for our own persuasion. So we have to come into agreement. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this holy endowment, we are choosing our procession. We're choosing light. We're choosing resurrection. We're choosing our worth. Trusting from this new alignment, all our needs will come together. Whatever we need, whatever's part of our higher self's plan, will arrive with ease, will be shown. But we're learning how they're showing me, like, just taking one small piece of cheese and you're being given the entire round circle. So there would be, I don't know, 38 pieces of cheese, and we're just taking one little piece of cheese. So this is where we're permitting our full endowment. Now, there's someone that's a little concerned. Well, if it's my full endowment, then I'm going to be responsible for knowing what to do with it. Step by step, your steps are ordered. So there's a little bit like, I actually feel like I'm starting to hyperventilate because there's like this nervousness about it. And this is where we're giving ourselves permission to trust who we are, to trust our full embodiment. Now, when I said full embodiment, one of those words I actually started tripping over, because it was like allowing that full energy. Remember to breathe. Remember to breathe and allow. So what I'm receiving on behalf of all of us is Arma Kappa. And just imagine, it's like the Star of David in three-dimensional state. So what we're doing is receiving our golden chariot. We're receiving the truth of our oneness with Source. Imagine trying really, really, really hard to get tickets for something and then find out you already have them waiting at will call. Like, it's already there for you. Receptivity, honoring the truth of self, allowing yourself to receive. Without exception, without persuasion. Some of us still have a guilt list. So this is the ego. Well, you can't have any, you still have to burn off karma or whatever the case may be. So what we want to remember is we're moving into our heavenly state, which is beyond 3D, which is beyond all of these egoic considerations. We're moving into our true resting place, our true reality. And allow yourself to receive vibrationally, energetically, understanding the power of saying yes, the power of choosing the light, the power of no longer refraining from all that's available, all that is present. And so as we're choosing this, we're bringing in our forward advancement. In other words, whatever our higher self has preordained, this is what's coming into greater focus, greater clarity. It's going to be what's calling us. Not what the ego says, not what our parents told us to say. What's calling our soul. We're learning to listen to our soul. We're learning to be inner directed by our light, by our divine essence. So allow these energies to restore you to truth, true faithfulness. In other words, having faith, trusting in your inner light, in your inner knowing, in your inner temple. Excuse me, and allow these energies to reach abroad. So this means they're already going out to fulfill our destiny. Who we're supposed to meet, who's supposed to help us, whatever we're supposed to experience to receive healing. We're saying yes, we're choosing our light. With ease. With ease. Let us receive.